Chapter 18, The Great Commission. This is of the most vital importance to every believer. When Jesus was bidding goodbye to the disciples, as recorded in Matthew 28:18-20, he said, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." All authority had been given unto Jesus in heaven and on earth. He did not need authority. He had always had it. Why was it given to him now that he was leaving the earth? It was given to him because he was the head of the church, the firstborn from among the dead. He was the Lord of the church. The church was to be his body. He was to use that authority through the church. All the authority that had been given to him was for the benefit of the church. If there is no way for the church to use it, then it is ability like our unused capital. We have, for instance, billions of dollars worth of gold buried in the ground by the government. Some folk think this is a mark of poor judgment, when it could be in circulation bringing blessing to the people. The church has done the same thing with all of the authority that God gave to Jesus. It has buried it in its theology and creeds. No one seems to have been able to reach it. It is doing no one any good. The church does not know that before Jesus went away, he gave to it the power of attorney to use his name. The power of attorney gives to the believer access to that all authority. "Whatsoever ye shall ask or demand in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, that will I do." This is not prayer. It is the use of the name of Jesus to draw on this all authority. The book of Acts gives case after case where men tapped that all authority. Men were blessed by it. That all authority is still available to those who use the name of Jesus. That authority has never been withdrawn. If one part of that great commission has been abrogated, then all of it has been set aside. If one miracle has been set aside, then all miracles have been set aside, and the name of Jesus has no authority. But we know that his name was given to us for miracle work. Mark 16, Jesus said, "In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Every one of these five things are things that the adversary brings upon the church of God and the unsaved world. Five miraculous manifestations are to take place. Satan holds men in bondage, fills them with fear of poison. Satan has robbed them of their testimonies, so they no longer speak in new tongues of deliverance and victory. They have been robbed of the ability to lay hands on the sick and see their loved ones recover. Why? Because sense knowledge has gained the mastery over the ministry. Jesus said that as soon as men believed on him, at once these signs should accompany them. At once they began to cast out demons. At once they began to speak with tongues of power. At once they master disease. Serpents are typical of disease and demons. So then, the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken unto them, was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that followed. The word that he had spoken and the word they dared to confess was confirmed by signs that followed. God's attitude toward sin and disease has never changed. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was opposed to disease then. He is opposed to disease now. He suffered on account of sin, and his attitude toward sin now is as it was then. The seated Christ is a receipt in full for your healing. The seated Christ proves that he finished his work. Always think of Satan as the defeated one, as the one over whom you, in Jesus' name, have dominion. In that name, the new creation is the master of demons and disease and every circumstance that would hold you in bondage. We have a perfect redemption, a perfect new creation, and a perfect union with Christ. I am the vine, ye are the branches. We have a message that brings success, health, happiness, and victory to every man. Every man is a failure outside of Christ. We hold God's solution to the human problem. The living word in your lips makes you a victor, makes disease and poverty your servants. The living word in your lips brings God on the scene, brings victory and joy and success to the defeated.